This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Bob Edwards is away. I'm Steve Inskeep. Several days of relative calm in Baghdad have come to a sudden end. A massive car bomb exploded outside the Jordanian embassy today, causing many casualties. Also, someone attacked U.S. troops in a crowded commercial neighborhood. Today's violence followed the death last night of two U.S. soldiers in a gun battle. NPR's Anne Garrels is covering all of these developments and joins us now. Anne, let's start with the attacks on the U.S. soldiers. What's the latest that you know?
One, possibly two American Humvees were hit about noon near a popular supermarket where the troops regularly visit. Gunmen inside a neighboring building attacked the Humvees with rocket-propelled grenade launchers. It's not clear if any troops were killed or wounded, though we did see a medevac chopper called in, and it was sent along with tanks, more Humvees, and troop reinforcements. There was a sustained gunfight between the soldiers and the gunmen hiding in the building, with the Americans ripping the building apart with machine gun fire. Meanwhile, in addition to local shoppers, an unruly crowd of about 50 Iraqi onlookers formed just down the street. There was no sign of outgoing fire from this crowd, but suddenly gunfire was directed at them with the ping-ping of bullets initially on the sidewalk. Two Iraqis, about age 19, were hit in the head with the spray of gunfire. We saw one Iraqi dragging his dying friend away. The mother of another young Iraqi was wailing, "The Americans have killed my son." The shooting's now over. The Americans have begun to search the area, and they're interviewing locals about the events.
And in the gun battle last night, the Americans were the casualties.
That's right. Two U.S. soldiers were killed and one wounded in a gun battle in the center of Baghdad. Now, until this, no American soldiers had been reported killed since late last Friday night. So these two deaths bring to 55 the number of U.S. forces killed in combat since May 1st, when President Bush declared major fighting had ended.
And these were not the only dramatic developments inside Baghdad itself today. You were at the Jordanian embassy, as I understand it, earlier. Earlier today, shortly after the explosion there.
Yes. The embassy is a cement fortress-like structure in the middle of an upper-class neighborhood, a residential neighborhood called Mansour. The explosion cracked the front wall and blew out windows and doors in the embassy. It destroyed or damaged houses nearby, and it was heard miles away. There are several charred cars in front of the embassy, including what a U.S. officer says appears to be the vehicle carrying the bomb. The commanding officer at the scene said it's not yet clear if the driver stayed in the vehicle or detonated it by remote control. And based on eyewitness accounts, there are as many as 12 killed and over 40 injured, several of them severely. Those killed appear to be Iraqi policemen who were guarding the embassy, as well as Iraqi civilians who were caught in the blast as they drove or walked by. When I got there, I saw two bodies in two of the destroyed cars on the roadway, which had been reduced to mangled shells.
Well, now, I mean, Baghdad has seen any amount of violence in recent times, including a war, which you were there to witness, but have people seen anything quite like this?
Well, of late, the commanding officer on the scene said this is very unusual, and certainly nothing like this has occurred before in this particular area of Baghdad. He indicated there had been no intelligence to suggest something like this might have been in the works.
And why would the Jordanian embassy be a target of an attack like this?
You know, it's not clear. No group has claimed responsibility, and there are two points of view. Iraqis on the scene were quick to blame the Jordanians because they granted asylum to Saddam's two daughters. They insist the daughters should stand trial here in Iraq. Yet, while these Iraqis are angry at the Jordanians for their perceived support for the old regime, it could be just as easily the other way around. There are plenty of Iraqis who have a grudge against Jordan for supporting the U.S.-led war this time around.
And I wonder if this attack is a little more startling for people because it does come after a long-awaited period of calm.
Well, I think so. People were hoping that things were becoming more stable. That's what people in Baghdad were saying, and they were hoping that most of the violence was up in the so-called Sunni Triangle, where Saddam supporters are concentrated.
NPR's Anne Garrels is in Baghdad. Anne, thanks very much, as always.
Thank you.